Hello and welcome along to the mini episode of the SEAI's 180 Degrees podcast. And this time we are looking at the supports available to businesses in terms of grants and energy supports. I'd like to welcome along Fergus Sharkey of the SEAI and Tina Dowling, who is CEO of The Watershed in Kilkenny. You're both very welcome. Fergus, let's start with you. We have a listener. I run a small business, office-based, with over 40 employees. Where should I start finding out what supports are available to me? So this is a typical SME business.
Yeah, so I mean, the obvious is our website, seai.ie.
Never a man to knock at the plug
No. So I think there's two key supports that will help you get going from SEAI. The first is our Energy Academy, where you can learn all about energy saving opportunities, technologies, approaches you can take to your business to kind of capture low hanging fruit that can yield very, very quick returns. And we have a €2,000 voucher for an energy audit for small businesses, which would cover the cost of an energy audit. And that's really important because it brings in expertise to your business, gets them to really deep dive on where your energy is going and what the opportunities are. And importantly, what grants are available and how the payback of those different investments might look with and without those grants.
Now, there's a question in here which is kind of linked. It says, I'm not sure what technologies to invest in for my business. What advice can you provide? What will that energy audit show a small business owner?
Yeah, so an energy audit, to get an energy audit is the answer to that question. It's kind of like a BER cert for a homeowner. You go and figure out what needs to be done. So that will show where their energy is going, so what the significant energy users, how much energy they're using, and particularly what the significant users are consuming. And it will show the opportunities to improve energy efficiency and introduce renewables. So it will assess if a heat pump is suitable, it'll assess if a biomass solution is suitable, it will assess what solar PV would do for your business, and it will look at all the various kind of energy efficiency opportunities that exist around the business. So it will create a menu of options effectively that you can go at all at once, or you can do piecemeal to try and make a dent into your energy costs and your carbon footprint.
I've one for Tina now. We recently availed of the SEAI Energy Audit Scheme and we've been given a list of options and recommendations. What grants are available? How do we start? So you talked to me about priorities and choices that you had to make on behalf of the Watershed.
When we completed our energy audit, our energy audit provided a very good menu of opportunities or menu of projects that we could complete. And our energy audit included estimated costs on how much each of the capital projects might come in at, and also a return on investment. So what would yield the best return on the capital put through? So the decisions I had to look at in relation to each of the projects was cash flow and what monies were available to us. Whether we needed a loan or whether it's something we could invest in ourselves. So that was certainly part of my...
So it was cost-driven.
Cost-driven,
which
yes.
is how every good yep. business owner yep. operates. Start yep. with the cost. What saved me the most money the quickest? Fergus, let me ask you then the other part of that question. Once you've done that, you have your audit, you have your menu of options. What grants are available?
So there's four key grants that people need to be aware of within SEAI, and Tina used two of them. The Community Energy Grant can cover a range of measures, and you apply through a coordinator, and there's a list of coordinators on our website, and they package them up into groups of projects for assessment and approval. We've got the Non-Domestic Microgen Scheme, where you can get a grant for solar PV. That's a really rapid approval system. It would take a business about 15 minutes to apply and get approved for that. And they can get up to 160,000 for up to 1,000 kilowatts of solar PV through that. After that, you have the support scheme for renewable heat, which supports either a 15-year tariff for biomass heating or a grant for heat pumps. Again, Tina availed for that, but somebody else paid for that project and is selling the heat onto her business. And the final one is the Exceed grant, where you can get support of up to 50% even for certain measures if you follow a particular engineering process to deliver those measures. And we're enhancing our SME grants over 2024, so we'll have new grants for retrofit projects, a whole bunch of measures for a small business. Again, built on that sort of rapid approval model, and we expect to have them up and running in the next number of months. So there's a lot available, and there's more coming on stream throughout 2024.
So Fergus, you said now one of those grants there, it takes 15 minutes to apply and be approved for the solar PV. But what is the typical duration of between application or getting this order done and actually getting the grant?
Yeah, so the solar PV one is built on a kind of a rapid approval model because it's a very kind of simple measure that we know exactly what it costs and so on. For more complex projects, if you're going through the community grant, if you're going through the SSRH, you really should allow sort of, you know, 10 to 12 weeks to kind of go through the approval process to get to apply for it. And then when you're finished, it's going to take a similar time frame to kind of draw down the grant funding would be typical. Where, you know, that sometimes can be extended for people is if they have missing documentation or if, you know, if a commissioning certificate hasn't been produced. So it's really important that your contractor understands the requirements that they're going to need to provide you to draw down the grant.
Okay, to sum up then, for any business owner, small or big, it seems to me that the steps involved then, and correct me if I'm wrong, are to head on to the SEAI website, seai.ie, find out what business supports are there, do a little bit of education while you're on there, apply for your energy audit, and you'll get your €2,000 voucher for that, and then you'll get a list of recommendations and you can decide where to go from there.
Yeah, that sounds like a sensible approach. And the most important thing is that people start that journey, you know, because sometimes that can be the hardest step to just get going and make a decision that you're gonna take these steps and you're going to improve your business, because you will be more competitive. You will tackle energy costs and you'll help, I suppose, on climate change ultimately in the end.
And Tina, you're the living proof that it works.
Absolutely. And what I'd say to everyone is don't be afraid. It's quite an easy process. The applications are only a small little bit time consuming, but very well worth it in the end. And once the experts are on board, you can hand it over to them and they'll deliver cost savings and carbon neutral for your business.
And that is all we've time for on this mini episode as part of the SEAI's 180 Degrees podcast on the supports available for business. If you want to listen back to the entire episode where we delve into this in more detail, it is, of course, up on the podcast now. So why don't you like, subscribe and indeed share with your business colleagues if you wish to know more about that.